Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are these on? Yeah, the microphones are on. Microphones on. It's a Podtastic Friends podcast, 98.5 KLUC, KLUC.com. My name is Tyler. Over there is Michael. Over there, we call her Little M, but that's Melissa from Podtastic Friends. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi,
what
Tyler.
Is up, Tyler?
Did y'all have a good weekend?
Yes.
Busy. What did you guys do?
Well, I myself tried to get a little rest and recuperation because last week, remember, we talked about some dogs that needed a rescue placement?
Yes, that's right.
I am happy to say that they all found rescue placement.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and the last two will be picked up this week, but they are all good to go.
So what's the total on this now? Like 23 dogs, 25 dogs? I'm losing track. I know there's a lot of dogs. There's over like 20.
We were able to help 19 dogs, and there were three other rescues that were able to help a dog each. And then a couple dogs went out of state to a training facility.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Even better. So that kind of follows the whole Podtastic Friends agility thing. And if you don't know anything about that, you need to go over to Podtastic Friends right now. www.podtasticfriends.com. You can click on the bios of the individual dogs. What do you guys have like in the bios?
The bios just tells about the dog's personality, a little bit about their background, and
you know, why enrichment training would benefit them.
Yeah,
right, exactly. And there's a lot of dogs. How many dogs do you guys currently have right now?
Well, now with the added 19 dogs, we're going to be pretty close to 100 dogs in the program.
Wow.
Yeah, 100 dogs. That's the most we've ever had. So we need to raise a lot of funds because we were at $5,500 a month. Now we just added 19 dogs.
Yikes.
Times $25 a week.
I'm not very good at math, but I know that's a lot of money.
Yes.
I know it's a lot of money.
So...
And you can also make a donation too. Like I know some people, they just don't have the time. You know, we live in Vegas, so people are working sometimes two and three jobs and got kids and this and that and the other thing. Hey, I don't judge anybody that says, hey, I just don't have the time to do it. But what you could do is you could make a donation, which is 501c3 deductible on your taxes at the end of the year. You get a nice little receipt, and we know everybody likes keeping those receipts. At least I do. I don't get much back, but I like the receipts and stuff. Speaking of fundraising and donating and all that great stuff, we got a couple of big things actually coming to KLUC.com. We won't talk about that right now, but what I am excited about is this little party thing that we're trying to plan.
Teaser alert. Teaser alert.
Teaser alert. And this is not a spoiler alert because I'm not going to tell who is going to be in the show. We'll leave that just on the table for now. But we met with a club owner here in Las Vegas with a beautiful, amazing space. And I think I found the right venue. Like, I'm feeling it.
You definitely found the right venue.
I mean, they got space for a food truck there. They've got like a little outdoor smoking lounge. And man, it's just like the right spot for this party. And I can't wait to tell you guys more about that. But we're going to hold off on that right now because the party probably won't happen until when? Like, we're thinking like what, November?
Yeah, November. Yeah. I think we were scheduling.
November. Yeah. All right. So as it gets a little bit closer and maybe like a couple of weeks after we have everything like nailed down, all the contracts signed, the I's dotted, the T's crossed, and, you know, we'll tell you a little more about it and maybe even have one of the performers on the podcast.
Well,
how about that?
Yeah, that'd be great. It's definitely going to be a party that you guys are not going to want to miss. We throw some really good fundraisers, but with Tyler involved in this is going to be the best one ever.
Yep.
Well, it's funny because this is the first one I've ever put together. So like in my mind, I'm seeing this going perfectly. But, you know, it is Vegas. So I'm always nervous. And I never count those chickens before the eggs hatch. Or
yeah, I think it's
the eggs before the chickens hatch, or whatever way it goes. So tell us about your dogs this week. Who's needing some love over there at Podtastic Friends?
So we have quite a few pups that are in the program. Tomorrow we'll be at a VIP walking the dogs with our Boarding Buddies program. So hoping to get out probably about 23 to 25 dogs, depending on how many are there.
Now, how many volunteers do you have that come out and help you guys actually walk the dogs?
We usually have around 10. 10 or more, depending if we have special groups or a new volunteer. But there's about 10 volunteers that are really consistent, that come every week and are so dedicated and compassionate. And honestly, Tyler, without the volunteers, we couldn't do what we do because they are amazing. And top notch.
And it's kind of like what Michael and my boss JB is notorious for saying this. Teamwork makes the dream work. And that is so true. All right, so you guys got some pretty amazing dogs. Who's been over there for a while? Is my girl Penelope got a home yet?
No, Penelope's still there.
And she
was the very first pup that you featured on Tyler's
one. Yeah, she was dog number one.
Yeah, she's still there.
And then there were some sadder stories too, like Mila, who unfortunately is no longer with us. She was one of my favorites. She had the cutest ears. What about the dog with the ears, the TV dog? To help us pull.
Rue. Rue got adopted.
She got a home.
Yeah, Rue got adopted.
Somebody took her up on all those free channels.
Yes, they did. And actually, last week, I think it was, Brody got adopted. He was also featured on Tyler's World.
Brody got adopted. Yeah. Brody got adopted.
And he waited for, over 3 years?
Belly rub Brody.
Belly rub Brody.
Amazing home.
Oh, I bet he's getting belly rubs every single day.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, Daisy's still waiting. She's been waiting quite some time. And Duke and Red.
And the way
Mello's still waiting.
The way you help these dogs get adopted is to share the videos, because people you don't even know see these videos. And as Melissa says, every share is an opportunity. You know, people you don't see these videos and they adopt the dogs. And that's happened for a lot. We've announced 222 dogs that have been in the program adopted. And now we just had Argos that got adopted.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
God.
Yeah. The Greek
and
God.
And who else just got adopted? There was one more.
Heather
just got adopted.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, good for Heather. I like dogs with human names.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always kind of like biased towards human names on dogs. I don't know why, but good for Heather. Good for Heather. Heather, good for you, homegirl. No, that's amazing. So there's a huge need, especially for donations, especially at this time of the year. If you can spare an extra $5, an extra $10, if you could throw $20 on that, we would totally appreciate that. Where can you donate at?
They can go right to pawtasticfriends.com. Also, if people are on Facebook, I know a lot of people are doing Facebook birthday fundraisers.
Yes.
They could do it right on there.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean,
that's a good idea, actually.
So, if you guys have a birthday coming up, you're on Facebook, choose Pawtastic Friends is the nonprofit of choice. Yeah, the charity. And all that money goes to, you know, the training of the dogs and helping promote the dogs. And once again, nobody at Pawtastic Friends takes a salary, takes a penny. All the money that comes in goes to the trainers. Goes directly to the dogs.
Right. And there's all sorts of things that they do, like swimming. They do agility. You know, there's just a lot of different things depending on the need of the dog. You know, like they just sort of kind of find what works best for the dog to sort of like calm their spirit a little bit.
Right.
You know, those swims, you know, especially when they're living in boarding and they're literally not getting out. Like, you know, you could imagine like how great it must feel to go for a swim and learn a couple of things. I saw a video, I think it was Ducky.
Yeah, Ducky. Yeah.
Ducky swimming in the pool with the toy. He's got like a little duck, doesn't he?
Yep.
I saw that
Ducky,
video.
He's been waiting quite some time as well, and he's an awesome dog, well-mannered. He's good-looking.
He's good-looking. I like how you throw that in there.
Yeah, he's super sweet, and he loves to swim.
Now, what is it with the duck with him? Is that more of like a comfort thing, or is that just his favorite toy he takes everywhere with him?
I think that's his favorite toy. I call him Ducky the Duckster.
Yeah, I got a little chihuahua. I call him Ducky, too. Lucky Ducky. Anyway, on that note, all right, so to donate, just to recap, donations are always great. You can head over to pawtasticfriends.com. There will be a link there on the page for you, and you'll get a little receipt showing that you made a contribution to Pawtastic Friends, which, again, is a 501c3 organization. So hold on to that receipt. Like, it's, you know, you can get that money back on your taxes. Additionally, birthday fundraisers are great on Facebook. Just go on there and, you know, as you're signing it all up for it, like you go through the thing, what'll happen is it'll ask, who do you want the money to go to? And you can just type in Pawtastic Friends, and I'm going to spell that out for you because I know somebody is sitting in their car or working out in the gym listening to this podcast, and they're saying, okay, I'm never going to figure this out. So it's Paw, P-A-W, Tastic, T-A-S-T-I-C, Friends, birthdaysfundraiser.com. You could just go right there to the website and make your donation. The birthday fundraisers are great. You know, by all means, if you are looking to adopt, head over and check out some of the bios while you're on the page. There are so many great dogs that have been waiting for so long. They would probably like living at your house a lot. A whole lot.
A super lot,
right. Especially if I could just lay around on the couch and eat all the good food and play with my toys and stuff.
And
anyway.
Swim and cuddle. And
yeah, cuddle, swimming and
belly
cuddling.
Rubs and puppuccinos and all that good stuff.
That's right. Pawtasticfriends.com. My name is Tyler Fox. That right there is a little M. That right there is Michael. Thank you so much for listening.